Now, dinosaurs have ruled the planet for hundreds of millions of years, but they weren't immune to being preyed upon themselves by parasites. So now scientists have discovered an ancient tick clinging to a 99-million-year-old dinosaur feather trapped inside a lump of fossilised tree resin. Georgia spoke with the discoverer, Ricardo Perez de la Fuente. He's from the Oxford Museum of Natural History.
We've present the first direct evidence of a parasite-host relationship between ticks and feathered dinosaurs. We have a tick that is grasping a feathered dinosaur in Burmese amber, which is 99 million years old. We also have described additional ticks that belong to a new group of ticks, an extinct group of ticks that went extinct probably at the end of the Cretaceous. So those are the two main findings.
So I'm quite familiar with ticks that exist now. I have to take them off my dog when she's run through shrubberies. Is this tick similar to what we'd see today? What is it?
So actually that tick, it's an immature tick. It's not. It's about 1 millimeter in length. And it belongs to hard ticks. So the modern groups, whenever we think about the classic ticks, hard ticks are the ones that come to our mind, right? And they have this shield-like structure at their backs that mostly protect them from when the host is trying to scratch them off, for instance, right? So the tick that is grasping the feather in the amber piece that we discovered and we described in this new paper is pretty much, it's very similar to modern forms. Actually, the tick can be classified in an already described species. This is the first time that a tick is found in direct association with remains of its host.
Right, and this is pretty strong evidence then that dinosaurs had to deal with these pests as well. Then.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually the dream of paleontologists. 99% of the time, we are always working with possibilities, and we use the morphology of the fossils to try to infer ecologies and behaviors, right, of past organisms. But cases in which we can actually get access to direct evidence by direct association, those cases are very, very, very rare.
What must have happened for you to get this brilliant snapshot of, what was it, 99 million years ago?
Yes. So, well, you know, amber is fossilized resin. It's sap from the trees that, with the passing of time, has hardened. But we can imagine that the feather with a tick grasping to it got detached from its feather host and got in contact with some resin flow. We don't know if that happened actually on the trees or above the ground or at the forest floor and the floor level, because sometimes we can have resin becoming secreted high in the level of the branches of the trees. Sometimes, though, that resin falls on the ground. But that's overall the scenario that we can picture.
And how did you get hold of this amber?
We had private collectors donating part of their collections to museums. And through them, we got to study them. And I mention this because actually nowadays, Burmese amber can be purchased online. It's a good income source for the local sellers in Myanmar. So there are private collectors that are specialized in amber purchasing this material. And some of them, luckily, are interested in their collections to be studied by scientists. So this is one of, it's had a happy ending. It's one of these strange cases in which private collectors broke the barrier between themselves and scientists. And because of that, we got a very fruitful work.
And I've got to ask, just because Jurassic Park is my favourite film, they
oh, really?
Find a mosquito in the amber yeah. and they bring dinosaurs back to life. Has anything you've got here enabled you to get any closer to the dream?
Very well put. So I would say that not in this case, unfortunately. Jurassic Park was based on a serious scientific study that had claimed to have extracted DNA from amber inclusions. But subsequent experiments were not able to replicate it. It must have been a contamination from modern DNA, right? Using modern techniques, there's actually no way we can extract decently preserved DNA from amber inclusions. It seems that DNA is a very fragile molecule and it degrades easily. So the message here is, okay, not at this particular moment of time, but we need to keep dreaming about Jurassic Park someday, perhaps.
Until then, though, we'll always have the film, of course. That was Ricardo Perez de la Fuente from Oxford University speaking with Georgia, and the research was published in Nature Communications.